Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, Marie Claire says the bond between brothers Prince William and Prince Harry has been strained for a while now, but it's gotten so bad that William feels their relationship has changed in a big, fundamental way. In Robert Lacey's new book, Battle of Brothers, William and Harry, the inside story of a family in tumult, the final straw that moved things from strained to pretty much broken came when Harry and Meghan welcomed their son, Archie Harrison, and bucked several royal traditions in the process. For context, Harry and Meghan made a conscious decision to do things differently with Archie than other senior royals, including William and his wife Kate Middleton had with their children. For one, Harry and Meghan opted against welcoming Archie at the Lindo Wing Maternity at St. Mary's Hospital in London, having him at Portland Hospital, an American-owned upscale private medical center in London's Westminster neighborhood. They also instructed the palace to release misleading statements surrounding his birth. Notably, the palace didn't even announce that Meghan was in labor until she had already delivered Archie and the family had returned home with him. And, finally, Harry and Meghan refused to allow members of the public to witness Archie's christening, another royal tradition, and fought to keep the identities of his godparents a secret. This all added up to too much in William's book, apparently, because it was after this series of events when Lacey says he admitted to a friend that his relationship with his brother had fundamentally changed. In the book, Lacey writes, "I put my arm around his shoulder and all our lives together," said the prince to a friend, explaining why Harry and Meghan's behavior and the succession of erratic decisions surrounding Archie's birth and christening, particularly the weird concealing of the godparents, had led to a rupture between the brothers that Harry would describe later as the pursuit of different paths. "I can't do it anymore," said William. Meghan Markle lent her support to Social Media Kindness Day, revealing she's saddened that the initiative is necessary in today's society. Social Media Kindness Day was held on Monday in memory of British TV host Carolyn Flack. Via Twitter, Meghan said, "For so many, social media plays a big part of their daily lives. We have access to it at the end of our fingertips, so it ought to be a safer and kinder place for all. It saddens me that in today's society, Social Media Kindness Day is deemed necessary, but it absolutely is. I sincerely hope this much-needed Awareness Day is a success. I fully support the initiative." Does putting Meghan Markle and Harry on the cover no longer drive magazine sales? Well, that's the suggestion of Majesty Magazine's editor-in-chief, Ingrid Seward. While appearing as a guest on the Royally Obsessed podcast, Seward said, "We stopped having Harry and Meghan on the cover a while ago. It just wasn't selling. The magazine wasn't selling when they were on the cover," she said. "Hello Magazine actually told me the same thing. Obviously, there are some beautiful pictures of them. I would like to have them on the cover, but it just doesn't seem to work. I think it's because the British people feel that Harry's deserted us and Meghan is probably the reason he's done so, rather than saying, wasn't he clever, wasn't he great, he got out. Yet he still seems to be living off his name. That's the reason that all these things have come to them. He wants to take advantage of all that, but not put in the hard work on the other side. I think that is the perception, though I think it's very different in the US. Host of Royally Obsessed, Roberta Fiorito, added, "It is interesting because I feel like their popularity here in the US skyrocketed, so it's interesting to see the perception over in the UK. Insiders at the Palace Intrigue podcast confirm that having Harry and Meghan Markle in podcast episode titles does seem to attract American listeners. And there you have it. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.